When Jackie Vorken died, I felt a pang of sadness and regret for the opportunities lost to Americans and to my fellow medical colleagues. Kevorkian managed single-handedly to make the U.S. come face-to-face with death's disagreeable face. Sadly, though, our culture is oftentimes presented opportunities that we don't know how to or we are unable to exploit. To me, Jack Kevorkian's determination to help people suffering unbearable pain end their lives was one such moment. We didn't know how to take or react to this brash, apparently undisciplined and arrogant, and to many people, crazy man. More often than not, form and protocol trump the end result of what's being done. In Kevorkian's case, we were unable to distinguish his bizarre behavior from the greater message. He wanted to give human dignity to suffering people, placing the decision of what should be done at the end of their lives in their own hands. It is claimed that the majority of the 130 suicides he conducted are for people who are not terminally ill. This may be so, but it misses the point. All human beings should have the right to decide for themselves how, where, and when to end their lives. They should be the ones to decide how much pain they are willing to tolerate. Oregon, Washington, Montana, and several European countries already have provisions for physician-assisted suicide on their statutes. I think that most states in the U.S. should consider allowing their fellow citizens the right to decide when life's pains and suffering are no longer acceptable living with. Given its intimacy with those moments when patients are teetering on life's ledge, perhaps the medical profession should be more active in seeing that laws are passed to allow patients to decide on suicide. They, more than Kevorkian, are best positioned to rationally consider this issue and make informed and rational recommendations. Sadly, they're neither leaders nor are they willing to broach the subject of doctor-assisted suicide. Rather than lobby political leaders for those in great need of help, they opt to let others do their job. The ability for physicians to discuss how we end our lives would be helpful in several ways. The mentally ill could be helped reconsider their desire to commit suicide and live healthier and less painful lives. Those in real pain can be helped overcome their physical pain. And those truly terminally ill can be assisted in the transition. I regret that Jack Kevorkian was not afforded an assisted suicide during the last chapter of his life as he had been able to offer others. That said, I think it behooves all of us to talk about the place of suicide and end-of-life issues. Only by talking about it will we become more informed and act more proactively about our own lives and how best they should end.